Hello.
Oh, hi, David. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Doing good. Thank you.
Oh, good to hear. I was just calling because we're having trouble processing the $49 payment for your website hosting, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah. What happened was the bank that I belonged to was bought out by another bank, and so all the old cards went away.
No wonder. Okay. So I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
No, but when it comes in, I've been trying to get a hold of Splash to let y'all know that I wasn't interested in continuing services.
Okay. So we can't cancel the account with a past due balance, but the good news is it's only $49, and as long as you get it done before the 25th of this month, it'll prevent the March 28th payment from hitting, because it will continue to reoccur until it settles. So
I never understood something like that, because any other company I've ever dealt with, if you owed them something, they discontinued services until you paid what was due. Like if you owe the electric bill, they're going to cut you off. They're not going to run another electric bill until you pay off your debt.
Yeah, this is a little different because the website's already up and we've already paid for hosting for the year. I see that you already canceled services, but what you have now is just the website. So, you know, it is 2026. Most businesses need a website, so I think that that's why you kept it. But if you wanted to cancel it,
I never get one phone call from any new customers that I haven't received. I don't think one phone call in 2025. All of 2025, I never had one phone call.
So
from my website or anything. So I mean, I paid for the whole year.
I see some leads that came through the website. I see Holly Carey. I'm interested in a move quote for December 5th. Then Amber Vegas on 2345 Nettleford Way. Hey there. I used you guys many times in the past. We'd love to use you again. She's moving to Virginia Beach. 620 Hempstead Court, Christina. I'm looking to get a quote for a move. Chesapeake. But you have to understand one thing, David, is yes, it's 2026, and yes, every valid business at bare minimum needs a website. But you can't expect a website in and of itself to magically bring you clients unless you're out there promoting it, right?
Yeah.
So the package that you had with us before when you were paying $249 a month, that was for the first page placement on Google and Bing and the Facebook ads and the directories and the mobile platform, the whole nine yards, right? But once all of that canceled, then we're not actively promoting you on any of those sites anymore, but we are allowing that website to stay open, which is amover, VABCH.com. So
now,
that's
let me ask
what
a question.
You're paying.
Mm-hmm. Of all that money that I paid, you're telling me that that website belongs to y'all?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to keep the site, there's two options. There's the $49 monthly for the hosting of the site that you're doing now, and that keeps the website and the content. Or you could buy the domain for a one-time buyout of $99, and then you have to go build a new site on it. That doesn't include the content.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that. When I get my new card in, if you can leave a number where I can call you back and give it to you.
Of course.
And so that I don't get billed again. It'll be just a one-time charge. I don't get billed again next month or next month because I forgot to do this or forgot to do that or sign this. I'll pay that $50.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me send you my direct line. Do you get texts on this number or the one ending in 2432?
The one that ends in 2432.
Okay, so my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, when you're ready to settle that past due amount, you can call me. And then, assuming that it's done before March 25th, we'll cancel the account and you won't have any further charges, okay?
Yeah, I hate to be Debbie Downer about all this stuff, but I just don't like my return on my investment. If it wasn't for return customers and referrals, I'd get zero business. Honestly, I cannot tell you. And I've been doing this for probably 30 years. And unfortunately, when the internet came out and Google became such a big entity in this, then I've been with Yelp, I've been with this and that and everything. And does my phone ring? No. I'm pretty good about answering. I'm real good about answering all the phone calls. I used to have secretaries, a couple of them that worked for me 15 years ago. And I'd put an ad in the phone book, and everybody lived and died off the phone book ad. Now, it's everybody wants to search his observation. They want cookies. They want whatever, having to percolate my account. And I just don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't see my results coming in. And, I'd be the first one. And I've tried all kinds of advertising. I've done the phone book ad that covers the where you go into the restrooms and there's advertising on there so that you can look at it on there. I've done everything. And I find it just my word of mouth by return referrals customers and people being able to see the side of my truck like billboards going up and down the road.
Yeah.
That's really been about it. I just see money going out the door, out the door, out the door, and $50 isn't a whole lot, but you do that $600 a year, and then $6 a year, then you're like, am I getting anything for it? You might see a name here in December, a name back then. Vegas Vargas, I never talked to her. Maybe the other one got a hold of me some other way, other than trying to find the website, but you know, it's just not pinging with me right now. It's just, I don't know if I'm missing the boat, missing the train, whatever, but there's so many other people. Like, there's a company called USA Relocation. U.S. Relocation. Now, they're up in New Jersey. And they're getting leads, or they're getting jobs, and they're booking them. And I know the guy's name is Joe, and this other guy's name is Alex. And I know that's not their, I don't know how they do it, but I know their name where they were born at was not given the name Joe or Alex. They're from the Middle Eastern. And how are they getting leads and phone calls? These customers aren't even calling me locally. So
yeah.
They're calling some company to Jersey, and they're calling me back asking me if I want to do the job. So I'm thinking, well, how did the customers reach them and not me? I'm local, right down the street, within 20-mile radius, and they're calling New Jersey. So I don't know how they're getting the leads.
Yeah, it could be that they're doing the Google Guaranteed program. They could be doing Google pay-per-click ads, the Google optimization. Guys like that get calls from outside of their area, they're probably spending anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 a month in their marketing, right? So that's how they're getting it. So, you know, we have some phenomenal programs that are available to you, but one problem that I can see is when I Google your business name, I can find you, but you have a one review and you have a 1 out of 5 star rating. That could be affecting you. Some lady named Natasha Layton, and this was 5 years ago, but it's still posted. It says, unprofessional, disorganized, the most chaotic move I've ever experienced. Do not do business with this company. So she left a bad review for you, but because you don't have any positive reviews since then, that's affecting you, right? Because there's other people that are up there that have, you know, 5-star ratings. And if they see your website as nice as it is, and then they look you up and they see that you have one-star review from 5 years ago, that could be affecting you. So, you know, what I would recommend is start working on getting some more reviews on your Google page. And, you know, that might help you eventually if somebody's looking you up and, you know, you can get that 1-star rating up to, you know, a 4.6 or something because you just got 5, you know, positive reviews coming in. Something like that will help you, you know. And the nice thing is that anybody can write a review for you on Google, David. It doesn't even have to be a past client. It could be a friend or a relative or anyone that can vouch for you, you know. And I always recommend, you know, don't have them lie and say, you know, David did the best move for me ever if they didn't, you know. But they can absolutely say, you know, David is a trusted, you know, business in the community with, you know, so many years of industry expertise. If they know you, they can write all of that because that's true. You know what I mean? And then they can post it, and then that will help bring your rating up.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know that person that gave me some, I would not recommend you, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like a
terrible
competition.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it could have been.
I don't believe that to be true. And as long as I've been in Tidewater and Virginia Beach and this area, I know my name and my reputation. So I'm not having to pander and sell myself again and again and again. Again, after 30 years, you're kind of over it. You're like, you know, I'm not starting this foot race today all over again. So, I mean, thank God I've been around as long as I have. But if I was a piece of junk like that woman says I am, I'd have everybody and their brothers against me. I don't schedule a job just to go out there and screw it up. No way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it right. If I show up at your door, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do exactly what we talked about. So for someone to write something like that is beyond me. But I'm not going to give her the time of day or the satisfaction or whatever 5 years ago that she wrote that. Anyone
can call
me up.
Do you know how to go on there and respond to it, though? Do you know? Because if you have access to the Google page, you could go in there and you could put, this doesn't seem like it's a client. I don't have her in my records. It could be a competitor just trying to make me look bad. You know, it's always good to respond to it if you have the ability to get into your Google page.
Yeah. But like I said, all my jobs are returns and referrals. That's 99% of the business that I get. And I seem to, I'm not going to say I'm as busy as I was 15 years ago before the internet. But the internet's been good, I think, for a lot of people. It's been a good information age. I think, humanity, I would never order stuff over, you know, without looking. I wanted to touch it, feel it, and see all that stuff. Now I do. I'm on Amazon, and so that goes a long ways. So, I mean, it's good in a lot of ways and it's bad in some ways. I think we're doing fine getting adjusted to it. But, you know, as far as trying to push paying search engine optimization and websites hosting and answering bad reviews or something, you know, it just doesn't appeal to me. I'll still do a good job for a customer. I represent myself well, but as far as what goes on in the internet, was that 5 years ago? And I don't know who she is. I mean, I would be the first person to call it against myself. I honestly would. I'd be the first one that say, oh yeah, I didn't show up. They wanted this. I'd be the first one. I don't mind. I don't wear wings. I'm not an angel. And until you do, we're prone to mistakes. But honestly, I don't know that woman. So,
yeah, well, I wasn't trying to sell you more services. I was just telling you that that's something you could do on your own is to, you know, work on getting your Google reviews up, and that would minimize her old, you know, ancient old 5-year-old review that wasn't nice. You know what I mean? You could ask a couple of your, you said you do repeat customers, right? So you could ask a couple of your repeat customers, hey, could you go and put a nice review for me on Google? That would really help me. Or even a friend or a relative.
I only have one person on there and it's a bad review. That's it?
Yeah, I'll screenshot it and I'll send it to you in an email so you can see it. On your Yelp listing, you have a little bit more, but there's a couple of not favorable ones on the Yelp too. So, but one of them looks like it probably wasn't even meant for you because you have a 5-star rating from Jocelyn in December 12, 2018. You have a 5-star rating from Lori, June 30th, 2016. Then on July 4th, 2012, this is the one that makes me think it wasn't for you because she gave you a 1-star review and she put, do not use this company, did not show up. But then she put, my husband and I scheduled our move with 2 men in a truck a month prior to our move. So that's not your business name. So it looks like she put this review on you and didn't even have it on the right company. But then there's another one on April 6, 2021 from Catherine in Virginia Beach. Something about the owner solicited business. He came to my house. He explained they would move things, charge $175 per hour for 3 guys. It's a lengthy one. So on your Yelp, there's a couple of, negative, but there's a couple of 5-star reviews too. So that's good. You know, so that's how you kind of balance it up.
Yeah. I know on Google, I have more than one review.
Well, the Google page that I'm looking at just shows the one, unless you have a duplicate listing out there. But this one just shows one. Is
and it says A Mover?
Mm-hmm. It does. But yeah, your email is amoverva@gmail.com, right? Okay. I'll send you this. I'll screenshot it, and I'll send it to your email just so that you can look at it.
I don't know. You know, as hard as life is, you know, with whatever's out there, people have to pay bills. They have to meet appointments. They have their own personal life. I mean, there's a lot that goes on. And, you know, worrying about reviews, you know, doesn't even, and I'd never thought I'd hear myself saying that because I always value what every customer thinks of me. But chasing, phantoms, that doesn't interest me. I have too many customers that love me. You might think I'm fabricating if I go 1,000, 2,000, but I know it's that many because I personally right now, I've invested my money into property and I basically live off that property because they pay rent every month, but I did that 15 years ago. So I don't have to work as hard, thank God. I paid bills down that I used to have that I don't have anymore. So I made more annually 15 years ago, but I had to pay it all out. So I made half of that, and I get to keep more of it. So, I don't know. It's, you know, thank God, you know, I didn't throw my money away on drugs or alcohol or gambling or anything like that. So
I can absolutely
not to, you know, not to have to move people as much as I did. Of course, you know, I never want to use age. I don't really like people using their age as an excuse. I said, you're not old till you get to 95. So I don't want to bring that up, but.
I like that.
I'm not 95 right now, but, I wouldn't want to work as hard now as I did when I was 18, 19, and 20 in that area.
Yes. Well, I'm happy that you don't. That's great.
Yeah. So, call me back and I'll give you and we'll run that. And then, you know, we may do services down the road, but, I'm fine right now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And you said look at the site and you decide that you do want to keep the site. I can get an override for you and put you into our corporate pricing where it would just be $29 a month. Typically, you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness and have, you know, over 100 locations. But I could, you know, help you out a little bit if you do want to keep the site and at least, you know, give you that price break.
All Okay.
Okay. Okay. Have you
well, appreciate
the site at all?
Time. No, I don't even know where to log into my website, but if you could shoot that to me.
I'll send you a link to that too. So I sent you a link for your Google page, and then I'll send you a second email that says link to your site, just so that you can see it. Now you'll see a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So once it does
okay.
go through, that orange banner comes down. So just so that you know.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I appreciate your input and listening to me. Thank you for your time.
No problem. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a great rest of your day, okay?
Hey, you do the same. Thank you.
Include
your phone number and all that stuff so I can call you back.
Yep, no problem. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, and you'll see that at the bottom of the page. You'll have my
That's a lucky 777.
I know. I've actually been with this company for 14 years, and I requested the extension three times. The first two times they said I couldn't have it, someone else did, and the third time I finally got it. So my persistence paid off.
Well, I've always heard three's the charm.
Three's the charm, exactly. So, well, it's nice talking to you, and I'll probably talk to you sometime next week, okay?
Okay, thanks, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.